Intro music, warm, gentle, slightly nostalgic piano melody for 5 seconds, then fades to background. Host. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Literature Study Guide. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a truly fascinating play, Charlotte Keatley's My Mother Said I Never Should. If you're studying this for your OCR Component 01 paper, you're in the right place. This play isn't just a story. It's a puzzle box of memories, secrets, and the complex, beautiful, and sometimes difficult relationships between mothers and daughters. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll unpack its key ideas, give you some top-tier exam advice, and make sure you're ready to achieve the highest marks. So grab a notebook and let's get started. Transition, a soft whoosh sound effect. Host. The first thing an examiner wants to see is that you've understood the play's unique structure. Keatley wrote it in a non-linear way. This means the scenes jump around in time from the 1940s all the way to the 1980s. It can feel a bit confusing at first, but it's a deliberate choice, a key writer's method you must analyze. This structure allows Keatley to draw direct parallels and contrasts between the lives of four women: Doris, Margaret, Jackie, and Rosie. We see how the social expectations placed on women change, but also how certain emotional patterns and conflicts are repeated across generations. For top marks in AO2, your analysis of writer's methods, you must discuss the effect of these time shifts. For example, by placing a scene from Doris's restrictive 1940s childhood next to her great-granddaughter Rosie's more liberated 1980s upbringing, Keatley forces us to question how much has really changed for women. Another key structural feature is the wasteground scenes. These are symbolic, dreamlike sequences where the characters appear as children, playing games and chanting rhymes. It's crucial you don't dismiss these. They represent a space outside of time and social rules, a place of raw emotion, memory, and even repressed trauma. In these scenes, the characters reveal their hidden fears and desires. For instance, the games they play often foreshadow the conflicts they will face as adults. When you write your essay, integrating an analysis of a wasteground scene is a brilliant way to show the examiner you have a sophisticated understanding of the play's dramatic methods. Now, let's talk about the central theme, the mother-daughter bond. The entire play revolves around the tension between maternal sacrifice and personal ambition. Doris gives up her own dreams for her family, a choice that echoes down the generations. Her daughter Margaret feels stifled by this legacy and encourages her own daughter Jackie to pursue a career. But the central, most dramatic secret of the play is that Jackie has a baby, Rosie, and is unable to cope. Margaret agrees to raise Rosie as her own daughter. This secret hangs over the entire play, creating immense dramatic tension and forcing us to ask questions about what it truly means to be a mother. When you're analyzing this for AO1, focus on the specific moments of conflict and tenderness. Use short, powerful quotes. For example, Jackie's cry, "I'm not a natural mother, you see," reveals her deep-seated insecurity and guilt, which is a direct result of the pressure she feels to have it all in the 1980s. Finally, let's quickly touch on context. That's AO3. You must link the characters' attitudes to their specific historical period. Think about Doris's experience of wartime austerity and how that shapes her values. Contrast that with Jackie's ambition, which is fueled by the rise of second-wave feminism and the individualistic culture of the 1980s. Don't just state historical facts, embed them into your analysis. For example, you could argue that Jackie's decision to prioritize her career over motherhood is a direct challenge to the post-war domestic ideal that shaped her own mother, Margaret. Transition, a soft whoosh sound effect. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. This is a 30-mark question and you have about 45 minutes. The most common mistake candidates make is simply retelling the plot. Don't do it. The examiner knows the story. Your job is to analyze. A great way to avoid this is to structure your essay thematically, not chronologically. Pick a theme like secrecy or ambition and trace it through the different generations. Another pitfall is confusing the timeline. Before you go into the exam, make sure you have a clear mental map of which character belongs to which era. Our character relationship diagram can really help with this. And a final tip, this is a closed book exam, so you must have quotes memorized. But don't just learn long speeches. Short, punchy quotes are often more effective and easier to embed in your sentences. For example, a quote like Doris's sharp, "You've got to get on with it," perfectly captures her stoic wartime mentality. Credit is always given for well-chosen, fluently integrated quotations. Transition, a fun, upbeat quiz jingle for 3 seconds. Host, it's time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question and you can pause to think before I give the answer. Ready? Question 1, What is the symbolic name for the scenes where the characters appear as children? Pause. 3 seconds. Answer. The waste ground scenes. Question 2. Who is Rosie's biological mother? Pause 3 seconds. Answer. Jackie. Question 3. Which assessment objective requires you to analyze the writer's methods like structure and language? Pause 3 seconds. Answer. AO2. Question 4. Name one key theme that connects all four women. Pause 3 seconds. Answer. Any of these would get you marks. Mother-daughter relationships, secrets, sacrifice, ambition, or the passing of time. Great job. If you got all of those right, you're well on your way. Transition. Warm, gentle piano melody fades back in. Host. So, to summarize, when you're tackling My Mother Said I Never Should, remember these three things. 1. Analyze the nonlinear structure and the waste ground scenes. They are key to understanding the play's meaning. 2. Focus on the central theme of mother-daughter relationships, tracking how it evolves across the four generations. And 3. Integrate context. Link the characters' choices and attitudes directly to their historical moments. By focusing on these areas, you'll be able to move beyond simple plot summary and into the sophisticated, conceptualized analysis that examiners are looking for. Thank you for listening to the GCSE English Literature Study Guide. Check out the full guide for more detailed notes, worked examples, and visual aids. Keep up the great work, and good luck with your revision. Outro music. Warm piano melody swells for 5 seconds, then fades out.